Boston, station on 2 for the acoustic monitor data transfer.
We are with you on 2.
Yeah, so I'm going through this acoustic monitor data transfer procedure, and I opened up the software application in step 1.3, and it gave me a pop-up that I figured I would check with you guys about. It says the database has been loaded from an automatically created backup because the original database is corrupted, and then gives me the option to click OK. I was thinking of clicking OK, but I figured this is something I should probably check in with you guys on first.
Go for it, Chris. We like your recommendation to proceed.
Copy.
Additionally, at 0900 this morning, you've got a H2ST keep out zone clear activity. That is flexible, so you can perform that whenever you like.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Video Encoder. I see you floating over. Our Node 2-1 camera is locked up on us, and we are wondering if you could power cycle the encoder, please.
Can do. Node 2-1 encoder. I will power cycle that in 1 second.
Thank you very much.
Houston, station on 2. Quick question about power cycling the encoders. It looks like the power for both Node 2 encoders go to the same cobalt brick. Do you want me to power cycle that, or is there a button on the encoders to individually power them off that I'm missing?
That's a good read in the situation. When you power cycle one, you're actually power cycling both.
Copy all. And Houston, the encoders have been power cycled. Let me know if that resolved it.
Checking now, waiting for it to come online. Thank you so much for the help. And Chris, our camera views have been recovered. Thanks again for the help.
My pleasure. Thank you guys for being an extra set of eyes, or many sets of eyes for me. I appreciate it.
You got it.
And Houston, station on 2. Quick question, Stotrac 81.02 and 3.
We're following them along.
It looks like all of the CO2 cartridges here were already wrapped in bubble bags, but some of them were not in any Ziploc, so like just contained in bubble wrap. Do we need a Ziploc around them for containment, or is just having them wrapped in bubble wrap okay?
Checking. Back with you on 2, Chris. Bubble wrap is sufficient. No need for Ziploc.
Copy all. Thanks.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Echo Finder.
Good morning, Munich. Chris is with you on 2.
And good morning, Chris. First of all, thanks for the serial number of the power cable in the crew notes. And in addition, just a friendly reminder that we do have some deltas in steps 2.6 and 2.14 for the setup activity.
Copy that. 2.6 and 2.14. Let me just take a quick look at those right now.
Great copy, Chris. And last but not least, we would also need you go to come on board with the BCA-1 port activation in support of the Echo Finder setup.
Copy that. You have a go to come on board whenever you'd like, and I will get the camera set up shortly.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Munich, station on 2 for Echo Finder.
And Chris, we are with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm working on step 2.3 and wanted to check that configuration of the Echo Finder 2 USB key on CMAO is completed before removing it.
Chris, yes, that is completed, so you may go ahead. And
copy, I am going ahead.
Great, Chris. And whilst I have you here, we believe we saw a small Ziploc bag that was floating around, perhaps towards the U.S. lab, just for your awareness.
Copy all. Yeah, we have a lot of loose Ziplocs these days that I need to get all cleaned up. I'll go check on that really shortly.
Hey, Chris Teague on Space Ground 2. No need to respond at the moment. And one of the things I found kind of handy, a technique when things go floating away and you're looking, you're scanning, is to flip upside down. And when you're upside down, you tend to see things that you filter out when you're in the normal orientation. Just thought I'd share.
Munich, station on 2.
First, go ahead on 2.
Yes, I'm complete in step 2.17 of 1.001. We have a good loading screen, and it looks like installation is ongoing nominally.
And Chris, our ground team confirms that as well. Everything seems nominal. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. Houston, station on 2-4 ADCEP. I've got the jam camcorder set up, and just wanted to check if that's an okay view for you guys.
And hey, Chris, this is Huntsville on 2, and that view looks great.
Yep, sorry, Huntsville. I said Houston, but I totally meant Huntsville. Thanks.
Hey, no worries.
And Huntsville, station on 2, behind door number Alpha, we have ADCEP Mail Cassette Lima 1, serial number 32103.
And that's the expected serial number. Thanks.
And Huntsville, behind door C, we have cassette Lima 2, serial number 32104.
Hello, it's open for a new car, but we'll take those correct numbers.
Fantastic. I was hoping for a new car, too, but this works. Huntsville, station on 2. I'm in step 3 of 2.010. Got the node 2 camcorder set up. Let me know if you like that view. And I've got a serial number 32479 for one of the cleanup kits from that Ziploc bag that I grabbed that I have deployed and ready.
We copy that serial number, and that view looks great.
And Huntsville, station on 2. I just wanted to check with you guys. I think I'm going to just do these serially, so I'll put one off to the side and work on Lima 1 first, if that works for you guys.
That works for us.
And Huntsville, station on 2 for step 4.1. Is this vent port a quarter turn, or is it a go counterclockwise to hard stop?
It's a multiple turn. When it is free, you'll be able to feel it. It is captive.
Copy all. And Huntsville, station on 2, just confirming fluid loot bag with the 1 on it goes with the Lima 1 cassette. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And Huntsville, station on 2, quick question. The procedure says to put the cassette in the bubble bag with the same alphanumeric label. It has the same serial number, but it doesn't have the Lima 2 on it. Do you want me to write L2 on it, or is the serial number good enough?
The serial number is good enough. Thanks.
And Huntsville, station on 2, really quick question. Are we going to be reusing this connector protectors for ADCEP 4 as a block bag, or is that trash?
We're checking. And Chris, back with you on 2. Your choice, you can repurpose it or trash it.
That, I'll probably just trash it. It's kind of getting a little ratty.
Sounds good to me.
And Huntsville, station on 2. Just double-checking I'm reading the refill right, but both of the fluid loop bags with can go in the same ESP bubble wrap. That is correct?
That's a good config.
Perfect. Thank you. Munich, station on 2 for the Echo Finder Surface Pro 5 config.
And Chris, we are with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm done with my prior task a little bit earlier.
Station, you Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris.
With you on 2.
And Chris, we did lose you during the LOS. However, I did copy that you are a bit early, and you're ready to perform the configuration activity. So we need you to open the first reference PODF, 1.001, and perform step 3 of that procedure. This is to activate the Wi-Fi connection.
Copy 1.001, that first reference, and perform step 3 on that Surface Pro 5. Copy, I will do that now if that works for you.
That is a good readback. Thank you.
Munich, station on 2 for the Surface Pro setup.
Chris, go ahead.
So I am completing step 3, and I entered the IP address that was listed in the everywhere documents, And I did get a pop-up that says that the IP address you have entered for this network adapter is already assigned to another adapter, Marvel Avistar Wireless AC Network Controller, which is no longer present in the computer. If the same address is assigned to both adapters and they both become active, only one of them will use this address. This may result in incorrect system configuration. Do you want to remove the static IP configuration for the absent?
That. Station email icon 2 for Chris and Echo Finder.
Go ahead, aren't you?
And Chris, thanks for the patience. We do still have to do some checks on the ground, but for now you are released, and yeah, we might come back to you later on. Thanks for the support so far.
Copy that, yeah, no problem. Just let me know whenever, and I'm happy to float back over here and finish whatever configuration needs to be done. Thanks.
It's very much appreciated. Enjoy your media meal.
Thank you very much.
Station, Munich on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Echo Finder.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Chris, we know you're about to have your middle mail, so we won't take much of your time. We did some ground checks, and our plan is for you to just select yes from the pop-up for the Echo Finder, and we expect this to not take more than 3 minutes.
Well, that's perfect. That's what I was expecting, and my food is rehydrating, so perfect timing for this. I'll go and hit yes and make sure everything looks complete in that step.
That sounds great, Chris. Thanks very much again, and yeah, enjoy the meal.
My pleasure. And Munich, station on 2, I've completed through step 3.16, 1.0001. Looks like we have a good Wi-Fi connection from that Surface Pro 5. And so configuration is completed. Let me know if that doesn't appear properly for you or anything like that, and I'm happy to help.
And Chris, we do confirm that on the ground, and yeah, all nominal on our side. Thanks once again, and that is all for now.
Wonderful. Thanks very much. Talk to you later. Houston, station on 2 for the AGA battery swap.
Chris, we're with you on 2. You're going 2.1.
Yeah, I saw we were going to be in an LOS when that procedure was, so I figured I'd get an early go. Appreciate it.
You betcha, sir. Thanks for calling.
Station Houston on 2 for No2 View.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey Chris, just for your awareness, we could see into the deck CQ in the No2 View that you got going on there, and we could see your CQ as well. So this is just in case you want to make some adjustments.
Oh, okay, appreciate it. Yeah, no worries from my perspective. I'm yeah, it doesn't matter to me, but I can tweak things a tiny bit.
No problem.
And Houston, station on 2. I'm about to hop into some Dragon Cargo Ops, and in a few minutes I'll probably pull up the virtual ATU as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Houston, station on 2 for Stotrac 82.02.
Hey, Chris, go ahead.
Houston, station on 2 for Stotrac 82.02.
I'm right back with you. Sorry, I walked you into the handover there. We're ready.
Yep, my bad. I spoke right into that. I have two serial numbers of AdLink mini PCs, serial number 1004 and serial number 1014.
Okay, we copy.
And Houston, station back with you on 2 for that CDM.
All right, we're back with you on 2 as well. So for that CDM, we would like for you to pack serial number 1022, as called out in Stotrac. But the filter that is attached to it, we want you to stow that in the CDMK.
Copy that. Take the filter off and put that in the CDMK kit, and then we'll stow 1022.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks for calling down that config.
Absolutely. Thanks for double-checking me on it. Houston, station on 2 before I lose you. I am working step 82.09, and I have a Ziploc hatch seal, but it says removed GMT 267, not 268 on it. I only found one Ziploc of hatch seal. Just wanted to check that with you.
Up your question, we're checking. We'll get back to you. Station Houston 2 for hatch seal.
Head on 2.
Hey, Chris, you are correct. So 267 is the correct date.
Copy that. Thanks. Munich, station on 2 from Columbus, checking with you in step 4.1 of 1.001.
And Munich is with you on 2, Chris. Good afternoon. We have successfully completed the Surface Pro configuration, and you have a go to press on with the stow activity. And just for your awareness, we have also deactivated the VCA-1 camera that was used in support of the EcoFinder 2 activities. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris.
Head on 2.
I think we ran into a handover, so I'm not sure that you copied my last. But yeah, we have successfully completed the Surface Pro configuration, and you're a go in step 4.1 and to complete the stow activity. And also for your awareness, we have deactivated the VCA-1 camera. Thank you for your support today.
Absolutely, and yeah, I'm sorry I set us up for a conversation over a handover, but good afternoon, and that sounds great. I'm glad everything was successful, and I will continue in step 4.2. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for free-floating iPad in the lab. Thanks, Chris.
Huntsville, station on 2 for icebreaks.
Chris, Huntsville's with you on 2.
Hey, I was just going to grab some ice bricks to put in Melfi, and I went up to the JLP, and in 1.0 CTB 5499, there were only 4 green ice bricks in there. There were 4 green ice bricks and 10 beige-ish ones. I was wondering if there's a place I can grab a fifth from.
And we copy, Chris. 4 bricks only. We're good with those going into the Melfi per the execution note. We're working on finding a location or working on a wanted poster for that missing one.
See that. And for putting the 4 in, should I just put the 4 of them into Melfi 2, or do you want 1 in Melfi 1 and 3 in Melfi 2?
And those will all be Melfi 2, please.
Copy that. 4 green bricks going into Melfi 2 Alpha 3-4. Thank you. Houston, station on 2.
Put you on 2.
Hey, Will, I was wondering if I could get an early go for step 5.1 of the AGA battery replace. The batteries do seem to have finished their charging cycle. Solid red light.
Hey, Chris, we're about to give you a call about that during evening DPC, but since you called down with the good LEDs, you have to go to perform that activity.
Copy all. I will take them off and stow them by the stow use for tomorrow. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, for 2 quick items, give us a call if it's convenient.
And Houston Station's with you on it too, and ready for those items.
Hey Chris, these don't need to be done right away, but let us know when you're ready to copy down a few notes.
Ready to copy.
All right, we'll start off with an Ethernet cable. So SSE-18 is in FGB. Its Ethernet cable was removed last Friday and is now in the USOS. So at your convenience, we'd like for you to transfer that cable back to our Russian crewmates. We think you know where it is, but just in case you need a location, that node 1, deck 4, delta 4, okay, node 1, deck 4, delta 1, that's a correction, in a 1.0 CTB, number 5582. And you're looking for a cable with the barcode ending in 715 Romeo.
Okay, yeah, I copy all, so I'm going to grab that FGB Ethernet cable, node 1, deck 1, delta 4, 1.05582, and then it's 715 Romeo is the barcode ending for that cable.
Yeah, only one correction. This is my fault. So it's deck 4, delta 1.
Deck 4, delta 1. Yep, absolutely.
All right, the other item for your iPads, we're going to be doing an iPad update tonight at 19:30. We're not seeing them on the Node 2 USB charger. We'd like for you to check the connections at the charger and iPad and make sure that they're well-seated.
Copy all. I did take a look at those iPads earlier today, and they were connected to that multi-port charger, and they all had 100% charge. I will take another look, though, and make sure, and maybe just unplug and replug the multi-port from the caching server, maybe?
Copy all. Actually, what we'd like for you to do, just to make sure, is just to reseat those connections. So unplug, replug.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. I did that earlier today. I'll give it another shot.
Okay, we appreciate it.
Houston, station on 2 for iPads.
Go ahead.
So I reseeded them all. Let me know if that helps or if there's anything else I can do to help get them to show up on the network. And then I'd also dropped a crew note earlier about iPad 1080. And I was wondering whether we could either plan to do that one first or do that one during crew sleep. I was just hoping to use it this evening if possible.
Checking. Hey, Chris, thanks for that question. For your iPad 1080, we will start with that one first.
Copy all. And I just looked at all the iPads and noticed that all of them have disconnected from Wi-Fi. So do you need Wi-Fi on for this, or is it directly through the server? I can connect them all up to CloudNet if that helps.
Hey, Chris, we would like for you to connect them to CloudNet, please.
That is in work.
We appreciate it. Another thing for you, Chris, in the course of all of this, if you see any banners that pop up that ask you to trust, go ahead and click trust.
Copy, and will do. And Houston, station on 2 for those two topics.
Yeah, Chris, we're ready.
Yeah, just a note about those iPads. It seemed so it was kind of weird. They were all disconnected from Wi-Fi, and they would not reconnect from Wi-Fi. But if I unplugged them from that multi-port charger and then connected them to Wi-Fi, they would connect and then maintain that connection when I plugged it in. So I don't know if there's something about it being hooked up to the Apple server or not. And then there are two of the iPads that when the crew was departing, they wiped instead of, factory reset. And I don't know if there's anything I can or need to do for those to try to get them on the network so that you can see those. Feel free to let me know if there's anything I can do.
Okay, copy all. We're checking.
Copy that. And while you check, I can maybe give you the second topic, if that's all right?
Standby one.
Copy.
Chris, a follow-up question for you on the two iPads. Which port on the multi-port charger are they currently on?
Affirmative. Yep, they're all on. Yep. Yeah, the two that got wiped are sitting at the hello, I'm a new device type of a screen.
Copy that. We're looking for the specific port number that they're on. And you could follow up with us if you need to.
Standby one. By 1 second. And Houston, station with you with those port numbers.
Ready.
iPad 1083 is on port 3 of the multiport, and iPad 1053 is on port 10 of the multiport.
Okay, we copy all. All right, we're going to work on those iPads for you. We'll go ahead and take your second topic.
Yeah, absolutely. So the second topic is actually you, Will. Lieutenant Colonel Will Vu arrived at JSC in April 2019 as the Department of the Air Force liaison to the astronaut office. And as liaison, Will handled all military administrative functions for the Air Force astronauts and also supported all the military astronauts. Also, while the liaison, Will was instrumental in establishing a rendezvous and proxop exchange program with the Air Force and the Space Force. Will's been a CAPCOM for many years. He's been both ISS and Starliner certified. And as a Starliner CAPCOM, he supported the CFT mission. He was the ISS lead CAPCOM for several years. He's also supported countless hours of real-time operations as a CAPCOM, including several dynamic events and also today's wonderful shift. Will is going to be retiring from the Air Force in February. He's going to take some time to decide his next chapter, and we really hope it brings him back our way. So this isn't a goodbye, Will. We hope to hear you again on the loops really soon.
Chris, appreciate
thank you for everything.
Chris, appreciate the kind words there. You guys really had me going. So hopefully this is indeed the close of one chapter and not the last chapter. So hopefully I'll be back soon. It's great working with you guys.
Likewise. It's really always been a pleasure both seeing you around CB but also working with you over here on the loops. So I totally agree with that.
All right, Chris, anything else we could help you out with tonight?
No, I think just one quick question, with iPad 1080. Should I just take a peek at it occasionally, and when it's done with the software update, I'm good to use it, or would you guys mind just giving me a call up when it's good to use?
Okay, Chris, that update's going to be about 30 minutes. We could give you a call if that's your preference.
I'm happy to just check it in about 30 or 40 minutes and make sure that it did complete a software update, and if I'm good to use it at that time, then I will go ahead and use it. Thanks, I appreciate it.
That sounds great. Have a good night.
Thank you. You guys as well. Houston. application on 2 for iPad.
With you on 2, Chris.
Well, I was just checking in on iPad 1080. It doesn't look like anything happened to it, and I just wanted to double check if it's good to use or should I leave it connected to the multiport still.
Check. All right, Chris, got some words on your iPad here. So with the long queue LOSs, it looks like it's slowing the update down a little bit. You can use your iPad, although once the update's getting ready to start, it will kick you off. I'll copy.
Okay. Oh, that's perfect then. Yeah, I'll just keep using it, and when the update happens, I'll just let the update do its thing and then not worry about it. I can disconnect it from the multi-port charger, though. Is that correct?
Okay, you can connect it from the charger. However, it needs to stay on the network.
See that? Yep, I'll keep it on CrewDeck.
Sounds good. Have a good night.